Adolescent pregnancy is a complex issue with many causes for concern. Regional Advisor for Sexual and Reproductive Health at the United Nations Population Fund, Dr. Mario Aguilar, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss issues surrounding adolescent pregnancy. Here are excerpts of that interview.
Dr. Aguilar, I want to start with you to give us the regional perspective of this issue. Is it a growing concern, adolescent pregnancy?
It's a very serious concern. Statistics based on the studies made by UNICEF, WHO, the Mona University, and also UNFPA has proved that about for every 100 pregnancies, about 20, depends on who do you read, is between 18 to 21% of them are pregnancies associated with girls who are 15 to 19 years of age. So that's a serious issue. Then you have to take in consideration that a girl at that young stage is not physically developed, is not physically prepared to be a mother. So it's not only about the physical aspect, but the emotional aspect, the economical aspect, the social aspect. This is so the burden for that person is higher than for an adult woman. For example, a young girl who is pregnant, the chances for that young girl to end up in a C-section is higher than a full developed woman because the pelvis is not big enough to allow to have the normal delivery of a baby. The second one, most of the time, the young girls, when they get pregnant, they want to hide that pregnancy. So they don't seek for antenatal care. As a result, because they don't have the appropriate antenatal care, there is no way that the medical doctors or the nurses can detect potential problems during delivery or during the pregnancy. There is a high risk also of what is called postpartum depression, and is higher in young girls than in adult women. A hemorrhage during delivery. So you see there is a lot of medical aspects and also social aspects that really affect that.
Yes. How is UNFPA dealing with this challenge? Is your strategy?
Yes, we are supporting CARICOM with a regional strategy. They call it Integrated Regional Strategy to Reduce Adolescent Pregnancy in the English and Dutch speaking Caribbean. And basically, it's a program that started 3 years ago with a series of consultations with different actors, medical doctors, people who work in the ministries of health, universities, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Finances. First of all, to identify what are the causes of adolescent pregnancy. And then, based on the causes of adolescent pregnancy, getting the solutions. And they brought the idea of having five pillars. That's five basic concepts that can reduce adolescent pregnancy. Number one is to increase the accessibility and availability of reproductive health services and commodities for young people. The second one is to increase the access to information about sexuality education, about sexual education. Mm-hmm. The third one is to review all the laws around the region that hamper the access to reproductive health services for young people. The number four is to do an awareness in the society about the harmful cultural practices that affects young girls. And the third one is try to create a south-to-south cooperation program to see best practices in other regions to try to see if those are adaptable to a region.
Doctor, we want to talk about some of the other effects, though, of adolescent pregnancy. Not just on the girls themselves, but on the society. Give us a sense of why this is something we should avoid.
Adolescent pregnancy is not a problem just for the girl who is pregnant or the family of the girl or the father of the baby. It's a society issue also. It's a very serious issue in regards to the future.
So UNFPA? Yeah, UNFPA takes this issue very seriously.
Yes, we think very, very seriously. That's part of the reason why we're here. We are promoting that all the necessary means that are needed to reduce adolescent pregnancy are taken in consideration. Mm-hmm.
Regional Advisor for Sexual and Reproductive Health at the United Nations Population Fund, Dr. Mario Aguilar, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.